Okay, tonight we're doing Simon Yud's Sif Gimel. Kof al karnois talisoi, a kasharmoi tzforum. A person, he folded over the corner of his talis, or the corners, a kasharom, either he tied it. Now, what does it mean, he tied it? He tied it means, instead of there being a corner at the end, he bunched up this corner, and he actually tied it into a knot over here, so that you no longer, you see what I've done over here? Yeah, so that you no longer have an actual corner over here. Here's one I didn't prepare earlier. So he either tied up this corner into a little bunch knot, or a tefarom, or he sewed this corner to make it no longer pointy, but now that it goes round and it's a circular corner, so now it only has three corners. And it looks as though he cut it off. And it doesn't have corners anymore, either just one of them or all of them. Nevertheless, it's still a four-cornered garment, and therefore it's not potter from tzitzis, and you'd still have to have tzitzis on it. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Ches, lo niftara. Because if you didn't really want those corners, then you should just cut them off and throw them away. The fact that you didn't cut them off and throw them away shows that really it's still a four-cornered garment. Elo, but vaday the sofi lahatir es atzfira. The fact that you just sewed it up, you're gonna unsew it. Hilchah nashav ki'ilu kvar hitir atzfira. Therefore, it's considered as though you've already opened up, taken out the stitches. And it's as though it's still a four-cornered garment, v'chayeves b'tzitzis, and therefore you have to have tzitzis on it. Okay. Umitam zeh yuchal lahatal ato ha-tzitzis ba-kefel af lamata mikesha agudol. Now the smallest amount that the hole has to be from the edge of the tzitzis is an agudol, which is the top joint of the thumb. Now, over here, you have sewn around this corner. So now you don't have a sufficient size piece of material from the hole where the tzitzis go through until the actual knot. You don't have that amount of garment because you folded it over. But even though, if you take a ruler and measure it, it seems as though there isn't enough. Since really all you've done is sewn it up, therefore don't worry about it. Even though you've sewn it up and it seems as though there's a very minimal amount between the actual hole and between the edge of the garment, don't worry. It's as though it's really unfolded, and therefore that's fine. If when you'd open it up, there would be this minimal amount from the edge, which would be this top joint of the thumb, then that's fine. When is it that we say that, come on, you're not really serious over here? You know, you've just sewed it into a circular corner, but really it's still a corner, and we view it as though it's still a corner. That's only if you are doing it and making it circular. Let's say you take the front of your talus or the front of your tzitzis and you make a hem. You fold up the whole bottom section. You take the bottom section and you make a flap. You fold it over so that it is still a square at the bottom. You're not doing it as a corner. So there, that's already okay because it's normal for a garment to have a hem like that where you take it in its entirety and you fold up the bottom part of it and it's still berabua, it still has the four corners. So he says there, if that's the case, if you turned it up and you sewed it, but it's still straight and it still has four corners, you've just made a hem. Kiven shegam ato yesh kenof, it still has a corner. Das halavush from Morgan Avrom, the Rashai lahatil shomat tzitzis bekefel. The Levush and Morgan Avrom say you have now rendered it to a new size. It's now considered a bona fide smaller garment. And therefore you can put your tzitzis on those new corners. Even though it's longer than the longest amount that this corner is supposed to be from the edge of the garment. The longest amount that the corner, that the hole is supposed to be from the edge of the garment is three fingers. Yeah, that's the longest amount. But here, really, it seems as though it's much longer than that because you've got the whole flap. But don't worry about the flap. Say the Levush of the Morgan Avrom, because this flap is now bottled to the beged, it's considered like a ponim chadoshes, it's considered like a new beged. That's fine. Kiven the tofra, shori, since you've sewn it, then it's fine. We'll see later, Bez Hashem, in Sivov, where you fold over the whole talis, where we'll see that sewing it now gives it a new identity. Fine, that's what the Levush and Mogen Avraham say, that if you do a sort of 90-degree flap, where you fold over the whole front or back of the talis, it's like a new talis. For Rabbi Mcholkin al-Zeh, however, many argue, they hold the Gamba Zelamahani Atzfira. They say whether you fold up the whole of the front flap or whether you're just folding up one of the corners to make it circular, still, it doesn't help. And really, it's still as though it was beforehand. There it's different in Sivov, where you have a massive talus and you fold it over, and that's the way that you'd wear it. Whereas over here, you're just folding over a thin hem, and therefore that is different. Even the whole flap. Right, so according to them, it's going to be very problematic that the tzitzis should really be in the part of the flap which is folded up.
Yeah.
Yes. And therefore, that would not be acceptable.
Why would that not be acceptable?
Well, okay. It would just be weird. It would be very weird. Yeah. Well, it would be, because that would be still considered the Arba Kanfus. That's still considered the Arba Kanfus. Yeah, but it would be very strange, such a thing. Don't try this at home. Dalit. Yeah. Okay, Dalit. Talis shall beged uchnofel shall oyer. Okay, now we were discussing a few days ago whether the talis was made out of oyer, and we're just looking for the makayr. So it doesn't say it absolutely mefurish, but it's really learnt out from this. If you have a talus where the main bulk of the talus was made out of woven material, however, the corner sections were made out of leather. Chayeves, even though leather is not considered a beged, leather is not mechuyev in tzitzis. Why is leather not mechuyev in tzitzis? So footnote number 7 gives two reasons. The Levush says, because it could be that the definition of a beged means something which is woven, and leather is not woven. The Aruch HaShulchan gives another reason, that concerning Tumah, the Torah writes, oy beged, oy oyer. It gives you two options, either a beged or leather. Aha! So you see that beged and leather are not synonymous, and therefore leather is not considered a beged. Okay, so if you have the bulk of the garment was made out of a beged material, but the corners were out of leather, then chayeves, then you are obligated to put tzitzis on, because we go after the main body of the garment. He shall oyer, however, if the main beged was of leather, uchnofea shall beged, and the corners were made out of material, then even though the corners are made out of material, patura, it's still potter from tzitzis, because the main body of the beged was from oyer. The main body of the garment was from oyer. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Tes, shall beged. If you have a garment which is of material, how do you know that you go after the main bulk of the garment? Because it says that which you cover yourself with. A person is covered by the main body of the beged, of the garment. Therefore, we always go after the majority of the garment. Even if you had a material, circular garment, and it had no corners at all, but what you did was you took this circle and you said, I want a square garment. And you added corner pieces to this material garment. And the corner pieces are made out of leather. Still, you're going to be obligated, even though a very large amount of this new garment is going to be made out of leather. Still, since the main part, which is the circular part, it's out of material, so it's obligated. Uchnofeo shel oyer, and you have the corner pieces out of leather. V'hu adin im hoyo roiva talis beged v'hashar oyer, if you had a majority of the talis made out of garment, not just the corners, but a majority of it, yeah, was made out of material, and the minority was leather, then chayeves, it's still chayev. So now he's telling us, go away from this idea that you've got the middle part and you've got the corner part. No, you've got 60%, you've got one big garment, 60% of it is garment, it's something which is woven, 40% of it is oyer, it's still chayev in tzitzis. The corners, even though you're actually tying it to the leather part. Yeah, yeah, still. Because they're considered bottle to the actual garment. Yudalef, uchnofeo shel beged. However, if the corners were made out of material, v'huadin imrag roev hatalis shel oir, and so too, if you had the main body of the garment was of leather, or it was just or if it wasn't the main body without the corners, but it was alternatively, a majority of the talus was of oyer, whatever was on the corners, but a majority was leather. Even though that it was a very large talus, and the small amount of beged itself would have been a large enough that it could have been your talus. But here it's actually connected to this super talus, and the beged part is a minority, and the leather part is a majority. Potter mitzitzis, it's exempt from tzitzis. The kiven she ikah hamalbush eino shel beged lo karina be al kanfei bigdehem. Since the main part is not out of material, we don't say this is called al kanfei bigdehem. V'oyer potter afilu midrabonon. And now he says that if you have a cool leather talus, I'm sorry, but it's not only not obligated min hatoyer, it's not even obligated midrabonon. The rabbonon said never put it on oyer. The eino klal bichlal beged, because this is not considered beged at all. So leather is not considered a beged at all. V'huadin b'talus she'tachtov tofur ba'oyer. So too, if you had a garment, a talus, where underneath it you had a lining of leather, chayeves, because the outer part was a garment, was a material other than leather, and we go after the outer part. V'mo'elyon shel'oyer, if the upper part was made out of leather, then petura it's potter ki atachtenu atofel elyon shu ikar beged. The inner part, the underneath part, is considered secondary to the outer part, and therefore if the outer part is garment, we don't care if the inner part was leather. If the outer part was leather, then we don't care the inner part was garment. This was something which we briefly mentioned beforehand, but there's an important footnote over 7 over here, which is that leather is definitely not considered a garment, and therefore you don't even need to have tzitzis on it midrabonon. So he says, why not? Because leather is not something which is nerag, it's not something which is woven. So too, if you have tzitzis that are made out of nylon, chutzei nylon. Now, nylon is really just like plastic, and you could have one big square of nylon material. It would not need tzitzis at the end because it wasn't woven. What happens if you take strips of nylon and you weave them? So now it is woven, but it needn't really have been woven. So is that good enough or not? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach says that a garment, a beged, which is made from chutim synthetium, if you have synthetic strands, ba'arigas shesi ve'erev, and you take these nylon strands and you actually weave them into a beged, so the Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach says in Halicha Shlomo Tefillah Perek Gimel that they're chayav betzitzis. He says now it's considered woven, whereas the Igros Meisha argues, and he says since it could have been made even without ariga, therefore even though you now actually made it into strips and you wove it, it's still not chayav in tzitzis. Yeah, lechayra be the same thing. Yeah. So this, nylon, polyester, tzitzis, all of these tzitzis, lots of people like to wear these synthetic tzitzis because they're very light and they're very holy. Huh?
These mesh tzitzis.
So, they're very popular. A lot of teenagers have them, and you don't sweat it. It's like a lot of people like them. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's fine. If they're made out of a mesh, like a woven type thing. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, you're not actually mechuyav tzitzis to have it. So certainly, these would not be the preferred type of tzitzis.
You know, the problem with the mesh is not the woven.
I'm not sure that's another question. Is that mesh really considered? I don't know how they make it. Maybe it is made in some sort of a woven way. I'm not sure. Yeah. Okay. Dalit says hoyulah shalish knofos v'osvem shalish tzitzios. If you had a garment which had three corners, but the fourth corner was rounded, so therefore, even though it's a square rectangular garment, it's actually considered a three-cornered garment. V'shuv Also, and what did you do with this three-cornered and one-rounded garment? You already put tzitzis on the three corners, even though right now it was not a four-cornered garment. Then you added on a corner to the rounded part. You sewed on some more material, so now it's got a corner. Okay. So I suppose he should. He's welcome to come and maybe bring him into the base. Maybe bring him into the Cheder Sheni. Maybe yes, into the Cheder Sheni. So sit down in the Cheder Sheni. Yeah. What should we do? Okay, so if you have a three-cornered garment and you already put three tzitzis on, then you added on a fourth corner to it. You sewed on some more material onto the corner, so now it's a four-cornered garment. V'asa gam bay tzitzis. And now it's become mechuyev. Only now you've made the fourth corner, and now you added on the fourth corner and you put on tzitzis onto the fourth corner. Ay, pesula, mishum tase, velomena also. Here, tase velomena also does apply. Explains the Mishnah Brura, ensif cotton yud beis, shalish kanofais. You had a three cornered garment. Afilo mitchila hoyola arba kanofaisim tzitzis. Even if originally it was a four cornered garment, a normal talus. Va'acharkach nechtach knof echod, venase ogoil. And then what happened? One of the corners got ripped off. And it now looks circular. So it was mechuyev in tzitzis, but now one of the corners is gone. Afsha oisei knof tikein acharkach. Afterwards, you fix that fourth corner and you make it look nice again. Mikol mokum eino agimol tzitzis memela nispatlu. The three corners that you have are bottle. Because the muchlak mon besimen tesvav seif gimel, as we'll see. V'tzorach latirim v'lachsa lakashom, and you have to undo them and tie them up again. So if a person the fourth corner actually becomes away and now it's circular. So then even the three corners that you have with tzitzis that were kosher, all of those are now bottle. So now that all of those are bottle, what you'd have to do is after fixing the fourth corner, you have to take them all off and you have to put them all on again. Yud gimel sholish tzitzis. Sholish, we just finish. Yeah, if you have sholish tzitzis, lav davka she'osa gimel tzitzis shenasa rei bipsul. Not only in a case where you had the three tzitzios, you had the three corners, and it was just one that was rounded. Dahainu kaidim shnasis bas arba. Yeah, not only in that case where a rove of it was made in the psul, before it became a four-cornered a garment eligible to have tzitzis. Even if you just made one knot and started winding, v'acharkach hishlim ha'arba kanfus. Yes, you had a three-cornered garment, you put one of the corners on, you just did the top knot and started doing a bit of winding. Nami posel oisei akesh, and then you added on a fourth corner. Still, that one that you made, even though it's not the roiv, but it was made when it was not mechuyev in tzitzis, and therefore you'd have to undo it. V'tzorach latir lachsa lakosher, you'd have to undo it and retie it. Mishum tase rotzlein v'dechsev gedilim tase loch. You should fringes these strings, you should make al arba kanf for yourself, al arba kanfes. Mashma, shiwa kanofes asuyais arba kodim shenasu atzitzis, which seems to imply it has to be on the arba kanfes. These four corners have to exist before you make the tzitzis. Lo shenasu atzitzis kodim akanofes. Not that you first make the tzitzis before it's even eligible, before it has the four corners. V'havalei tase v'lemena osu yopsulim. And it falls into this category of it has to be tase. You have to make it when a time when it's actually mechuyev. It has four corners, then you make it. Not that you start making it before it's mechuyev, and then you just amend it at the end to activate the chuyev. That's not good enough. Alkein tzorach la'atiram v'lachsa l'koshom. You'd have to undo them, tie them up again. V'dafka ha'sholish tzitzis rishonim she'as yosan hoya b'psul. If you had a three-cornered garment, the fourth corner was rounded. You had three tzitzis on the corners. Then you added a fourth corner, and then you put tzitzis on that fourth corner. Fourth corner, the tzitzis are totally kosher. Because when you put the tzitzis on that corner, it was already a beggar that had four corners. So therefore, that one you don't have to undo. Avala tzitzis she'osa b'knaf ha'raviyas, ein tzorach la'atir. You don't have to undo the fourth one. Kivin she'nasa b'hasha, that was done after it was already a four-cornered garment. And just because the first three corners were no good, that doesn't possel the fourth one. Shekayach.